Welcome to Unyielded, thriving no matter what. In a world of constant change and challenges, it can seem hard to keep up, no matter how hard we run. Yet we all know those people who seem to handle everything with grace and grit. Seemingly, nothing throws them off their game. They are engaged in what matters most to them, they are achieving the success they desire. In other words, they are creating the life they love to live, no matter what challenges and surprises show up. We call them Unyielded. My name is Bobby Kaler, and I'm your host, and I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. I mentioned that it's a journey, and you might find yourself anywhere along that path. You may be starting out, you may be mid-career, or considering your next career. You could be an entrepreneur, a salesperson, or you may be that person who just feels like something else is calling to you, and it's time for a change. My mission is to provide stories that inspire us, so that when a surprise shows up and threatens to derail us, we will choose to persist. I will also provide practical skills, perspectives, and ideas that will help us create the habits of thriving and flourishing. Because at the end of the day, it is all about providing hope, knowledge, and assurance that we can all be more fulfilled and successful if we choose. Let's get right to today's episode. My guest this week is no stranger to change. He was born and raised in New York City. He graduated from Queens College with a degree in accounting. He then spent over 25 years in a variety of accounting and fund administration roles for financial services firms in the New York City area before moving to Georgia in late 2016. Last year, he made another big change when he made a career change to follow his passions a bit more. He is now a realtor with Keller Williams serving the North Atlanta metro area. His name is John Prestigiacomo, and I think that you'll enjoy meeting him. John, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Bobby.
I've been looking forward to this conversation. We've been connected on LinkedIn. We've had a conversation, and I know that you made a pretty big change kind of recently.
I most certainly did. Last year, I switched careers into real estate after a nearly 30-year career in finance.
30 years?
Yeah.
Man. Okay. So that's a big change.
It was big. It was big. Definitely two completely different industries, very different responsibilities. Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. So that's probably not something that you just dove into overnight to make that kind of change.
No, not at all. This came with a lot of planning, a lot of stopping and starting, and a lot of introspection, a lot of self-reflection. There was a lot that went into that.
Yeah. What made you make the change?
Well, Bobby, last year I turned 53. I was a middle manager in finance. And for me, Bobby, my age was really outpacing my role in finance. So I came to the crossroads that do I want to stay in this industry, maybe get more experience, maybe another degree, really make that, make that next step and really charge forward in the next, 10 years of my career? Or was it time for me to maybe take a step back, reassess my options, do something a little bit more in line with my passions, with a more purposeful approach to life and career? So it was just time for, I just finally realized that time is fleeting and really came at that crossroads at that point as to do I want to forge ahead in my current position, or maybe it's time to do a little something more in line with my beliefs, my values, my passions.
Yeah. So I'm always curious, John, when people face a crossroads, and we've all faced crossroads, right? What helped you through it in order to make that decision?
What helped me through it when I finally made the decision, what helped me through it, just realizing that for me, time is short. Time is fleeting. I was 53. I really had the opportunity to make this change. I was lucky I had some financial resources to make the change. I had a loving wife and a very supportive family to make the change. And just that and the fact that really time is fleeting. And yeah. You just don't want to look back that you had an opportunity and didn't take advantage of it. For me, Bobby, I regret far more looking back on things that I had the opportunity to do and I didn't, far more than things that I did that just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I didn't want this to be one of those situations where I look back and say, you know, I had that chance. I had that there was that door was open for me and I didn't go through it.
Yeah. I think those are really the tougher regrets.
Oh, most definitely. Definitely for me, certainly in my life. Oh, absolutely. In my life, things that I've tried and that have worked and that haven't worked out have been learning experiences. And I find that those are part of the reason why I'm here. And those are learning experiences. You build from them, you grow from them. It's always worth taking action. There's always some sort of positive that can come out that can come out of things like that. If you never take action, you'll never know what you're capable of.
That's right. That's right. And I think what you said there too is the thing around their learning experiences.
Yes.
I mean, that's powerful. So, but you're getting ready to make the switch, right? After 30 years.
Yep.
Did you face any of the, I don't know, trepidation or fear?
Oh, well, most definitely. That's what was holding me back for so long. This was probably, I don't know how many years in the making. This was always in the back of my mind. I was in a career that you get very comfortable in very quickly. For me, accounting is a career that I did well in. There were always opportunities. So there really weren't any situations where I was kind of up against the wall or I had to, you know, you always found a job. I was always very lucky that the career just kind of flowed along at a very nice, easy pace. But you become complacent. And I certainly did in hindsight. That kind of easygoing flow kind of lulls you into a sense of complacency. And so for me, that was something that I needed to correct right away.
It's interesting that you say that, because when you were talking initially and you said, you know, you're lucky because your career just kind of flowed along. The thought that triggered there and you got to it was sometimes when that happens, it can kind of lull us almost to sleep.
It may not be a good thing. Exactly. You really have to take stock very often of your career path. Is it providing you with the best use of your passions and your drive and your skills? Is it really affording you the best use of those? And I may not have done so much reflection as I should have. So I came to the point where, okay, I really need to make a change for me.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and have you read Jim Quick's book, Limitless?
Oh, Limitless. Oh, yes. Actually, just a couple of months ago. Actually, okay. I had only read it just recently, but oh, yes.
It's a great book.
The incredible potential of brain power.
Yeah.
And had to really unlock a lot of the potential of it that we really aren't.
I'm currently reading it. And a couple of nights ago, I was reading the section in there on flow. And he talked about how, you know, part of flow, yeah, it is that sense of like being in the moment with it, but part of that is also being challenged by it.
Exactly.
And that's what it reminded me of when you were, you know, because when we get to that point where it's kind of easy and we're just kind of flowing along, we lose that challenge. And I think, wow, you know, I never really, and I've studied flow, but I never thought of that aspect of it before.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Bobby. And I think in hindsight, last year was my challenge. I wasn't challenged to the level as I was last year. Hey, you're 53, you're a manager. Kind of, is this really where you want to be? You got to really think about it. Hey, let's start to face facts here. And yeah, that really was probably the first time in a very long time that I was challenged to that level.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, great for you for making the change. I do have to ask you this now. So you have a family and you had coworkers, you have friends. When you said, hey, I'm going to make this change, what was their response?
Oh, very, very supportive.
Really?
Very, very supportive. Yeah. Yeah. They probably realized it was a great alignment with my values, my beliefs, like I said, my passions. So yeah, they were incredibly supportive. Incredibly supportive.
Nice.
I've always been very lucky to have that support. It's just funny. And I've always given that support to others. And it's just so funny, Bobby, how we are often our biggest critics.
Oh.
And so much and so much of what held me back was self-doubt about, can I do it? And I was always the opposite. I was always my friends and family's biggest cheerleader. But for myself, I was always one of my biggest critics.
Yeah.
So that was a point where I finally recognized those skills and the abilities that I had and the potential. But a lot of that what was helped by the support of family and colleagues that helped me really erase those self-doubts that I had for so long. And that helped the transition tremendously.
That's cool. And I think, John, finding a way to either silence or deal with that inner critic, that's key.
Absolutely. Yeah. Things that we would never treat our friends and family that way.
Never.
But to us, we're just the harshest critics sometimes. Oh, you know, you're comfortable now. Don't rock the boat. Oh, maybe you don't know enough, or maybe you're not educated enough, or you don't have this skill or that skill. You really better not try that. You're gonna fail. You're probably gonna fail. And my gosh, it can just eat you inside. It really can. It can hold you back tremendously.
Yeah. So what was it that you did? I mean, it sounds like you had the support of friends and family.
Right.
What else did you do to kind of, I don't know, get past that inner critic?
What I finally overcame was I needed to accept my vulnerability. Which is extremely difficult, certainly for someone you know who's been in a career for so long. I was a go-to guy in my offices. I had extensive knowledge in my career. I was certainly at a point where I would mentor and train and supervise younger staff and kind of guide them along. I was somewhat of a higher stature. And then I'm going to somewhere where I know nothing about it. And I have to accept the training and knowledge and wisdom of someone that might be 30 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And that's a great amount of vulnerability that you have to accept and you have to be comfortable with, which possibly I may not have been. That it was very difficult for me to do that. But you have to. I came to the realization that I have to be vulnerable. It's okay. I'm not starting from square one because I do have 30 years of experience. So I'm starting from a point of experience. I'm in a new industry. Yes, I don't know as much in that new industry, but I'm coming from a position somewhat of strength in my knowledge and my drive. So I certainly have a lot to offer. So I just needed to overcome that inability to accept that you do need to show, you need to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you may not know everything, and it's okay not to know everything. You have to except that you're not going to know everything when you start out on your journey. You're on this new transition, you're just not going to know everything.
Yeah. I love that. I'm making a note on that too. I love the accept the vulnerability and that we won't know everything, right? And that we may have to reach out.
And that exactly. And that was one of my biggest issues, Bobby, is for so long I kind of planned my life and okay, once I do A and B, then I'll, you know, once I know A and B, then I'll do C. And once I know C and D, then I'll do E. And everything has to be perfectly in line before I take that next step. And that's never going to happen, Bobby.
That's never
know. And finally, decades later, I finally realized that you're just not going to know everything before you take that next step.
No.
Sure, of course, it would be perfect if you knew everything what your next step was going to be before you took it. Oh, that, in a perfect, but that's not going to happen.
No.
So you have to accept that there is going to be a leap of faith, that you may only know 50%, 60%, 70%, but there has to be a point where you have to take that first step without knowing fully 100% where that next step is going to take you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So there's so many questions I want to ask right there. So I have to pick one. I'm going to pick one here. So what did you learn by, you know, stepping out there on faith?
I learned that there was that once you do that, that the most important step is the first step, of course, to me at least. And I learned that once you do that, there is so much support out there. I was just blown away by the amount of support that I've gotten, whether friends, family, people, linked people like yourself on LinkedIn, on other platforms, just people that I've, that the last year on my journey, just the incredible people that I met and the selflessness and the incredible support and encouragement that I've gotten. So that for me was one of my biggest learning experience that came from it, is that if you can just take that first step, you're not alone. You're not alone out there. And there are a wealth of people who are just waiting to support you, to lift you up, to encourage you, to educate you. So that's been an incredibly positive learning experience from it.
Yeah. And I think you're right, John. I think that people are, they want to help.
They do.
I think people really
do. They naturally are helpful people. Sure.
Yeah.
I believe so.
I really think so. And I think also, you know, the student has to be ready. And maybe that's where the vulnerability piece comes in, right?
You have to be ready to accept that knowledge.
Accept
of course.
The help.
Exactly. That's very important.
Yeah, because if we show up like, hey, we've got this, we know everything, no one's probably going to reach out because they're like, well, they don't need it or they're not open to it. And that's why that old saying, you know, the teacher arrives when the student is ready or however that goes.
Exactly. You know, that's very true also. Things happen when they... When they're ready to happen. But you're right. But you have to have that attitude of accepting knowledge, vulnerability, gratitude. You have to be able to show that. But once you do, my gosh, there's limitless people out there and support that's available to you.
Yeah, I don't know. This is probably top of mind because I finished up a course this week. I was teaching managers on how to become coaches for their team. And one of the things in coaching, when you're coaching someone, is you don't have to have the answer. Together, you're on a journey to find the answer.
To
find it, right? And as a manager, you've been in management. Managers are programmed to, I'm supposed to have the answer. And it was funny because when we were talking about that in the course, the one manager said, I just feel like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
It's a burden.
Bobby, that was me for so long. I just felt that I'm in this position. I need to know everything. I'd love to make that transition, but you know, I need to know everything first. I need to know exactly how this is going to play out. Being an accountant, I think, played into that a little bit. So I'm very much a bottom line person. I need to see debits and credits equaling, right? And I need to see the solution like right away, if it works or not. So. Yep. I think that played into a lot of it too, that, yeah.
We all think we want to have a plan. It was so funny. I was guesting on someone else's podcast this week, and I don't know, the conversation led us somewhere, and it reminded me of that Mike Tyson quote, you know, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Bobby, it's so funny you mentioned that. I have probably repeated that quote. I've repeated that quote, I don't know, about 50 times in my life. That is one of my favorite quotes. It's so true. Everyone has a plan until they get hit.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
it's funny. You
that. Oh my goodness. I can relate everything back to sports. It's an affliction. I'll tell you. So, you know, it was quite a journey. You've learned a lot. So I know when we talked before, there were like four main ideas or takeaways that maybe you learned through your journey. You know, the first one that you talked about was, you know, it's never too late to change course.
Oh, most definitely not. Absolutely, Bobby. It's never too late. Of course, you hear so many stories of Grandma Moses and Colonel Sanders, and I mean, all down the line.
Oh my God, Ray Kroc at McDonald's.
Yeah, Ray Kroc. Exactly. So, I mean, you hear all of that, but you know, no, you never are. I'm in a career where there really is no retirement age, which is great. I could be doing this well into my 70s, maybe even my 80s. So the way I look at it, I potentially have 25, 30 more years to go. So no, it's never too late. My gosh, if you're 43, 53, 83, it's really never too late. You should never stop challenging yourself, learning, really reaching to try to realize your full potential. Absolutely. It's never too late.
Yeah. And to live your authentic life.
Exactly. You know? For me, I call it, purposeful for me. For me also, authentic, purposeful for me. Yeah. Live a life of purpose.
Right.
For me, we all have, skills and passions and drive, and you use them to their fullest.
Right. And I think that sometimes it's easy to think, well, we hear about the Colonel Sanders or, all those people, and we think, yeah, but that was unique to them. And no, it doesn't have to be. And this was, oh my gosh, this was years ago. It was 2002. So, oh my God, that's almost 20 years ago. Rick and I, my husband, we were at a conference. It was an entrepreneurial conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in LA, and there was a speaker there. And he said, I know for many of you, you're thinking, it might be a 10-year journey or whatever it is. And he's like, and here's the dirty secret. Even if it takes 10 years, in 10 years, you're going to be 10 years older either way.
That's exactly right. That's right. Oh, fantastic. I've thought about that a lot as well. Exactly.
When you were talking about, 83 or whatever, what do you want to be doing? If it's another 30-year career, what do you want to be doing then?
I mean, I'm going to be 83. I'm going to make it to 83. So yeah. So do I want to make it at eight? Do I want to after, the career that I had or what have you, or the life that I had, or do with this new life, which life do I want to live at 83?
Yeah. So, okay. So that was one. What was another big, I guess, learning point for you?
Well, just the fact again that you're not, that I've learned so much along the journey, which was great too. I still don't have all the answers. I don't expect to in the near future. But what we were talking about before, you have a certain amount of knowledge, and then you take that first step, and you do learn so much on the journey.
Yeah.
So you have to also accept failure, Bobby. That's one thing too that may have been holding me back, and finally, I just accepted failure as part of the process. You ask anybody who's successful, and they've all had failures. Success is not certainly not a linear path.
No.
So once you turn failure as something from that I should be ashamed of, and that defines me. Once you turn that to everybody does it. It's part of the process. It's part of my journey. It's a learning experience. That helps a lot too.
Yeah.
So I've learned to just accept failure and missteps. I'm going to take a step back or two. There might be a twist or turn along the way. It's okay. The point for me is to at least each week, if not each day, am I a better person? What have I done to make me a better person? What have I done to make me a better professional?
Yeah.
And doesn't have to be leaps either, Bobby, along your journey also. It can be baby steps. Again, I thought that, all right, I'd have to make a leap, and okay, I'd have to jump into this, or else it's not worth pursuing unless I jump into it. Just a baby step.
That's right.
It's in the right direction. It's purposeful. Even small steps add up to great distances over time, I feel.
Yep. I always think about it this way. I mean, sometimes bold action, like switching, that is necessary, right? But we never want to discount the effect that those small steps have, because that's what builds our momentum.
Another thing I've learned also is you really need to take a long-term approach to it also. Again, as an accountant, if your debits and credits don't add up right away, you know the results and you know what you need to do. Right now, what I'm in my career, I'm building a network. I'm gaining knowledge. I'm not seeing I did not see the immediate fruits of my hard work. I kind of liken it to like a garden. And, you know, you put the seeds in and you water the seeds and you're just going to see wet dirt for a long time. And you need to accept that underneath that wet dirt is growing flowers and fruits. And you need to accept that. And that was a bit of an adjustment for me.
Yeah.
I was so used to more immediate gratification, more immediate validation of my actions. So yeah, so you need to look at a lot of wet dirt for a long time. But if you water it properly and if you seed it properly, if you're confident in what you're doing, then realize that you're going to walk out one day and there's going to be a field of flowers waiting for you.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up because I think I see in coaching quite a bit, people want that instant or immediate gratification.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, you know, to continue using your metaphor, you dig those things up and you try moving them and it's like, it's never going to grow. Right.
Exactly.
So it's like, we have to be patient enough.
And that's happened many times in my life prior, Bobby, professionally,
yeah.
Where I'd water, I'd seed. And, you know, it just at a certain point, I just dig it all up and go back to where I was. And I'll go to the store for my flower. I'll go to the store for my fruits and do a lot, make it a lot easier.
But, right.
And,
right.
But I'm sure I was, you know, that close to a flower. So that won't happen again
because it does take time.
It does take time. And you need to have confidence that mm-hmm. you are doing the right things. You're putting forth your best effort. You are staying. And when you have that confidence, just know that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You have to believe that.
Yeah. And I think along with the confidence too, this is something probably know this because you've read some of my posts, but I love cross country skiing. And when I first started doing the hills, because we live out here in the Rocky Mountains and, you know, in cross country skiing, there's no chairlift, right? So if there's a mountain, you're skiing up it.
There's only one way up that mountain.
And one way down. And I remember like going up some, there's one called Roller Coaster and it lives up to its name and it's up and down and up and down and it curves. And I remember we got to this one hill and I was going up and it literally looked like a wall. And I said to my husband, I'm like, I don't think anybody can ski up this thing. And he's like, you can do this. And he goes, I'll go first. I'll show you. And he goes, I'll wait. And I'm like, fine. So he goes up and then I start skiing up it and I made it. And I was like shocked.
Yeah.
And he goes, before we move on, he said, turn around and really take a look at what you just did.
That's the thing too, Bobby.
Yeah.
That feeling. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cause it builds that confidence for the future.
What I tell everybody, Bobby, and what I realize myself now is whenever you come across an obstacle, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. Just think about all the things that you've overcome in your life. Just to get to where you are now. All right, you may not be the most successful or the greatest, or whatever, but let's face it, we all have very much to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. And we all are successful in our own way. And just think of all that you've overcome to get to where you are now.
Yeah.
So why can't you overcome this? Why, you've had those doubts all the time and look where you are now. So
yeah.
It's very true that you mentioned that. So it's very important. It's very important to look back sometimes, you know, to just take a step back in your life and say, you know, hey, I've done a lot.
Yeah.
For me, I made the move from New York to Georgia about 5 years ago, on top of what I did last year. Other point, I mean, these, you know, and I look back, I'm like, okay, yeah.
I doubted
myself at the time and it was difficult, but you know, I forged through and I'm so much of a better person because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can do this. I can bring on the next challenge. Come on, bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. I love that because I call that harvesting the courage from our past.
Yes. Good point. Great point.
And it's not, we look back not to get mired in the past, but to say so that we can look at it. And we can move forward with confidence and courage. And it reminds me, oh my God, one of my favorite quotes is by Winston Churchill. And it's something along the lines of, the future may be unknowable, but the past should give us hope.
There you go.
Right? You go. And I think that's what you're talking about. It's like, hey, look at what I've done. Yeah.
Look at what I've done. So something that comes up next week, an obstacle and all my... So So really, thankfully, I'm at the point now, getting pretty far along to that point where it's like, yeah, bring it on. I'll find a way. I'll do it, baby. I'll take care of this. Oh yeah, yeah. I can do this. If it's blocking me on my path, on you know, yeah. So if I can't get further along my path until I overcome this, no, not a problem. You know, the sooner I overcome it, the better. Let's go.
And so the sooner I start, the better, right?
That's what, exactly.
Yeah. And it's kind of there probably to teach us something. And John, there was one other thing I wanted to make sure we got to, because I loved the way you said it. You said, this was when we were talking before, having the courage to admit that the path that you're on now, it may no longer be the right one.
Oh, yes.
And when you said the courage, tell me more about that.
Bobby, what I feel, one of our traits as humans is we don't like to be told we're wrong. We don't like to be proven wrong. Mm-hmm. And for so long, whether subconsciously, I didn't want to admit that. I didn't want to admit that the last maybe 20 years of, not that it was total waste of 20 years, no. but it may not, it was just maybe not quite on the right path, just needed tweaking. But I didn't want to admit even that, you know, for maybe 20 years, I maybe wasn't really utilizing my resources to the fullest. So that took a lot for me to say, oh, you know, yeah, you may have to adjust. You may have to pivot. You may have to realize that, you know, you need to reassess, and you may need to reflect on some of your decisions that may not have been the best ones. Mm. So that is a lot to overcome, but you need to overcome that. You need to accept that if you're going to move on to your more purposeful life path.
Yeah. And I see that a lot where people will stay, I don't want to say stuck, but they keep themselves where they are because of that. I want to be consistent with my prior decisions or prior choices. Yep. And I think about it this way too. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but sometimes we get to a point where maybe the path wasn't wrong 20 or 30 years ago. Maybe it was the right path then.
Oh, that's true also. Exactly. Exactly. You know? It doesn't mean looking back, oh my gosh, I wasted 30 years. Oh my gosh, my life. No, I'm very happy with my life and what I've done. And at 20, at 30 and 40, the career was good for me. I wasn't a very good spot. I think, but now it wasn't. So, oh no. It's not just a total rejection of the choices that you made, and there's no, like, you know, you don't need to be so harsh on yourself about it. It's just tweaking that comes with life. Life changes. We change. Our beliefs change. Our values may change from time to time. Our situations change, and we need to adapt to those changes.
Yeah. I like to think about it this way too, and this is for myself, but it's like, well, I would like to think I've grown a little bit. And as I've grown, why wouldn't some of those choices change?
Sure. I'm not the same person I was when I was 20. Of course not.
Right. So neither am I. Thank God.
Why should I? Exactly. In some cases, you're right. Thank God I'm not the same person. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So this has been great. Question for you. And then I want to give you time to, you know, tell people like how they can reach you. But before that, if you could go back to your younger self. And I don't care what time that is, 10 years, 20, whatever, you can decide what younger self. But is there one piece of advice you would love to give your younger self?
Don't become complacent. Don't accept complacency. Mm-hmm. Continue to challenge yourself. Yeah, just don't accept complacency. And I tell that to a lot of young people that I've come across over the years. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're only going to be 22 once. Enjoy, of course, part of you should enjoy that life. You're only going to be 22 once, so have fun, fine. But there has to be a certain part of your life where you do challenge yourself. You do make sure that your situation is in alignment with your passion and your drive and your skills and your experience. So there has to be that balance in life. Have fun, but you need to do that. And if you don't do that and you become complacent, that can be very detrimental to your future growth.
Yeah. Because then you might not even notice. Like, I think complacency sometimes allows us to tune out. It allows us to be on autopilot.
Sure.
Oh, and I think every time we're on autopilot, it's, you know.
Most definitely. You know, in my, you know, yeah, you get your certain percent raise every year and you get your certain promotion every few years and you kind of bobble along. And exactly, exactly.
And then you're like, I'm 50. How'd that happen?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, very, very, very true. And that was for me. And that was for me. That was that's what first brought me to Atlanta. That was another. I just wanted a change as far as that went, to move to this area. And then later on, I wanted a professional change.
Wow. That's great. Great advice. And with that professional change, if people want to reach out, if they, you know, learn more about you or connect with you, what's the best ways?
Probably on LinkedIn. You could search for me on LinkedIn or Facebook. My email address is buyorsellwithjp@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime I can help anyone out there, supporting them on their journeys, I almost feel an obligation now, Bobby. I've always been one to mentor and train and help, but now, especially with the journey that I'm on and the support that I've gotten, I almost feel obligated to share that with others.
Yeah.
So anytime that I can help support anybody in their journey at all, not just real estate, I can certainly help
that
too. But of course, support on their individual journeys, I'm very open to.
Perfect. And we'll put those links in the show notes to make it easy for people.
Great.
And I would say that, you know, you have a lot of interesting posts and you comment quite a bit on LinkedIn because that's how we met. And so there's value that people can get just from connecting with you there.
Oh, absolutely. I'm all for engagement and connecting and engagement. Like I said, there's so many incredible people out there like yourself, coaches, trainers, entrepreneurs, influencers of all sorts that I am always learning from and being inspired by. So but it comes with engagement. And,
that's right.
So.
And being out there.
Exactly. Exactly. Being vulnerable. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. I love that.
We're all vulnerable. Just some people act on it. But believe me, we are all vulnerable.
Yeah.
Some people just have the courage to actually admit it and act on it.
Yeah. And I took that as one of my takeaways, accept the vulnerability. So, well, John, thank you so much. This has been absolutely great. And it was great getting to talk with you a little further. And thanks for sharing your time with us.
My pleasure, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
I hope that you loved that conversation. John is so much fun to talk to. And I just admire the changes that he's made and the courage with which he's made those. So here are my three insights for thriving. Number one, I loved how John said it. Accept your vulnerability. We won't know everything at the beginning, and that's okay. I mean, you can learn what you need to learn, and the right people will show up. What really occurred to me as key when John was talking there is that, you know, we have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable so that people can and will show up. Because if we show up as though we've got everything covered and we don't need any help, well, guess what? We probably won't get the help. So accept your vulnerability. Number two, it takes courage to make a big change. We have to have the courage to shift away from a prior choice. We have to have the courage to put ourselves out there. We have to have the courage to step forward into uncertainty. I loved when we talked about our past experiences and how those things can give us courage in the present moment. I think that is so important. So here's a bonus tip. One of the things that I'll often ask my coaching clients to do is to journal about their past significant moments. And these can be anything from accomplishments to challenges to adversity, whatever it is, but to journal about those significant life moments. That's one. The second part of that is then to journal about how did they accomplish those things, or how did they overcome the adversity or the challenge? And then the final piece is, what did they learn about themselves through going through those experiences? And this is one of the ways that we can begin to actively harvest the courage and the confidence from our past. And finally, number three, be mindful of complacency. And I'm kind of noodling on here, is I think that there is a difference between complacency and contentment. But I think that it can be tricky to see the difference at times, like when we're in the middle of it. Now, these are just my random thoughts right now, but I think that complacency is when we are maybe a little bit on autopilot and we are not necessarily tuned in to what's really around us or where we are headed, and maybe even how we really feel about it. And I think that contentment means a certain happiness with where we are, but more importantly, an awareness of where we are and where we are headed and how we feel about it. And those are just my top three takeaways. I'm sure you had takeaways of your own. On another note, as I've mentioned on prior episodes, we have been building a course to release late spring called Start Your Future Today. And we are very excited to offer this, and because it really brings together our experience over the last 20 plus years in creating the life that we love to live every day. So if you've ever found yourself saying, I feel kind of stuck and I don't know how to move forward, or I know what to do and I'm just not really sure if it's possible, or, and this is a tough one, things are pretty good, but I wonder if there's something more. And I say that's a tough one because I've lived that one at various times in my life. And that can lead back to that maybe complacency feeling. But if you've ever felt or said any of those things to yourself, then this course might be for you. In it, we're going to talk about things like how to describe the future that you want that is both inspiring and motivating to you. And importantly, is it really your story? Making sure it's your story, not someone else's story for you. Also, we'll talk about how to start moving towards that future. And then finally, for those who want to, they can submit their story to me for feedback and ideas for next steps. So this course will help you start moving towards your future today. You're going to learn an approach and skills to write and live towards that next chapter of your life story. And I think that's really important. It's the next chapter, right? We can't know everything, but what is that next chapter? And for a limited time, what we're doing is we're giving away scholarships to the course. And here's how you can enter to win a scholarship. It's four simple steps. Number one, subscribe to the podcast on Apple or wherever you listen. Two, leave a review of the podcast. Three, take a screenshot of your review. And four, email that screenshot to hello@unyielded.net with the subject, Start Program. And we'll be selecting five lucky winners over the next month to receive a scholarship for the course. Finally, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I can't tell you how much the support and feedback that we've gotten has meant to us. I saw something earlier this week that 50% of all podcasts don't make it past episode 14, and we are well past that. And part of that is due to you guys who listen and who support us. And I just want to say thank you. We just really appreciate it. You know, we started this podcast because we really wanted to share stories of people, you know, so that the rest of us can take inspiration and motivation from them. Because at the end of the day, this is all about helping all of us live the lives that we really want to live and that we love to live every single day. So thank you.